Blog Talk Radio.
Make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation.
Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with songs. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it. And his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Amen. Hallelujah. Now let's go on to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Let's read. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We just want to magnify him this morning. We want to exalt him. He is so worthy. He's worthy of all the glory, worthy of all the honor. He's worthy, what? Of all the praise. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And so you know that the Lord has given us a charge and a challenge to be able to learn more about him, his name, his character, his nature, glory to God. And so he's given us a word every month to ponder, a pearl to ponder. We call it pearls to ponder. So our pearl this month to ponder about the Lord, his name, his character, and his nature is Father. Hallelujah. He is our Father. He's our heavenly Father. He's our loving Father. He's our kind Father. Glory, hallelujah. And so the scripture that we're looking at today, it actually doesn't have the word Father in it, but it's talking about the Lord. Amen. Lamentations 3:22 and 23. Amen. And we'll do another scripture that does have Father in it. But Lamentations 3:22 and 23 says, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Hallelujah. We have a faithful Father. And Matthew 7 in verse 11, Matthew 7, verse 11 says, if you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? Amen. So he is a good Father. He's a faithful Father. And this our song this morning, we want to hear, great is thy faithfulness. And this is C.C. Winans. Praise God.
Bye.
Hallelujah. And I know you want to say, great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto thee. Hallelujah. He's a faithful Father. Hallelujah. He's a wonderful Father. He's a true and living Father. Amen. And that's our pearls to ponder. Just think on those things. Even this month, when you just sitting and you're waiting in line, or you waiting on the hot water to boil for your tea, begin to think about how faithful our Father is. Hallelujah. He is our Father, our Heavenly Father, one who will not leave us or forsake us. He's that faithful. He'll never fail us. He's always there with us. Hallelujah. Amen. So that's our pearl to ponder for today, beginning this month. Amen. And he's so faithful and wonderful. He reminded me that we didn't say our prayer at the beginning. Mom prayed. Pastor Mom said the Lord's Prayer. And so let's say our prayer together, Pastor Mom. Lord, thank you for being with us and standing by us and holding us in the hollow. Bless our president and give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Bless all the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless this service in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God he's here with us. Amen. He's still leading us and guiding us. Everything that's going on around and about us, praise his holy name. Amen. Well, let's go on now to our declaration. And as I was thinking about the declarations today, the Lord brought to my remembrance about Pastor Price and how she has been, on the Wednesday night, on the date night with the Lord, she's been talking about the language of faith, our faith language, F-A-I-T-H, faith language. And that just all got put together with us saying the declaration. When we say these declarations, we are using our faith language. We are speaking those things that be not as though they were. We are, you know, we're exercising our faith muscles when we do this. And we get stronger and stronger in the faith as we exercise our faith muscles, and we see our atmosphere change around us and even within us as we speak out using our faith language. Hallelujah. Now, the world has a language. And the language that's usually used in the world is more of a fear language. It's, yeah, it is. And whatever we do, if we're using a faith language or a fear language, it's going to cause things to come to pass. Faith language, faith in the word of God, hallelujah, causes good things to come to pass. Fear with the things of the world, the flesh, and the devil causes those bad things to come to pass. So our mouth is alive, and it'll speak life, and it will speak death. Our mouths are anointed, and our mouth will speak life or speak death. And when we say these declarations, what we're doing is we're speaking our faith language, and we're speaking life even into the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Now, Job 22 and 28 says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy way. Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands, hallelujah, the word of our God stands forever. And as we speak the word of God, that's what's going to stand forever, no matter when the politics change, politicians change, the world change, rules and regulations change in this world, the word of our God stands forever. Amen. So now we're going to be fully engaged together, because as we do this together, things happen. Even in a greater way than when we declare and decree on our own. So let's jump in, hallelujah, and be fully engaged. Repeat after me, no weapon
formed against me
shall prosper.
This is the heritage
of the Lord.
Whatever I do
will prosper.
For I am like a tree
that's planted
by the stream
of water.
Of
Isaiah 54, verse 17, Psalm 1, and verse 3. Continue to repeat after me. I speak
that God's anointing
destroys
every yoke
in my life, and that my soul,
spirit,
and body
function
in order,
according
to divine
system
of protocol. Hallelujah. That's 1 Corinthians 9, verse 27, and 1 Corinthians 14, and verse 40. Let's continue.
Christ has redeemed me
from the curse of the law.
Therefore,
I forbid
any sickness
or disease
to come upon my body.
Every disease, germ, allergy,
Allergic reaction,
and every virus
that touches my body
dies instantly in the name of Jesus.
Every organ
and every tissue
of my body
functions
in the perfection
that God created it
to function.
And I forbid
any malfunction
in my body.
Decree and declare
that I am healed
and
spirit-filled
and sickness
and disease are far from me. Hallelujah. Sickness and disease are far from me. That's from Galatians 3:13, Romans 8:11, Genesis 1:31, Matthew 16 and verse 19, and Isaiah 53 and verse 5. Hallelujah. Let's do one more last one. Hallelujah.
jump into this. This is some serious spiritual warfare. I overrule, disallow, and veto every diabolical
sanction, subverting activity, injunction, directive, mandate, or order
which opposes the will of the Lord concerning my life,
my ministry,
and my family.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. That's Matthew 18 and verse 18. Hallelujah. So we have just spoken out in our language of faith, declaring and decreeing by the word of God that stands forever, and our faith muscles have been exercised. Glory to God. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We're going to have a time of praise and worship this morning. I'm telling you, there's been some songs on my heart this morning. We're going to do one with our wonderful Cece. We're just thinking about Cece this morning. God bless her wherever she is and all that's going on in her life. Amen. The blood of Jesus will never lose its power. Hallelujah. We can plead the blood of Jesus. We can trust in the blood of Jesus. It will never, ever lose its power. Hallelujah.
The blood that Jesus shed for me,
over 2,000 years. Amen. It will never, ever
lose its power. If we continue to apply the blood, we continue to plead the blood, we continue to appropriate the blood, hallelujah, we continue to believe that the blood of Jesus will never lose its power, hallelujah. And we continue to remember the blood, hallelujah, to remember that his blood was shed for us and his blood paid the price for us, hallelujah. And as we prepare for communion today, hopefully you have your communion elements all set and ready this morning. Glory to God. Amen. If you don't have them ready, go. You got a moment now to get your juice and bread or your water and crackers. But get your communion elements ready, and we are about to commune together. And then just as a reminder, after this, you know, this is Tag Team Preaching Sunday. And so after we finish our communion, we'll do a few more things. And then we will begin to open the lines for people to bring a word from the Lord. You have 5 minutes. Amen. You can read your devotional, you know, a devotional that has blessed you. That's about 5 minutes. You can give us a testimony where God has blessed you. You have 5 minutes to give your testimony. If you want to preach a little bit today, you bring a scripture and a topic, and then you can speak for 5 minutes on that today. Amen. So there's so many things that you can do. I just want to encourage you. There's so many different churches that you could have been at, and you know, it might be a different situation. You may not ever get to speak at church. And the thing that the Lord has told us is that not only do we hear a word from the Lord, you hear a word too. And this Sunday, the first Sunday of the month, is your opportunity to release a word that the Lord has put on your heart. Amen. And I'm telling you, 5 minutes is a lot of time to be able to say, and it's enough time to be able to say what the Lord has laid on your heart. Amen. Amen. So I encourage you all to please take advantage of this and to give God glory. Hallelujah. And you can already start pressing your number one key, which, of course, our birthday girl, Joy, Minister Joy, has already pressed her number one key. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. As we get ready to go into communion, I want to just be prayerful for a moment over the McDowell family, Sister McDowell and Pastor McDowell. 1 year ago today was when their daughter, their 17-year-old daughter, Angelina, went home to be with the Lord. And so in case you don't know who Sister McDowell is, she's the one who sings, "I am the church, you are the church." And so she sings that opening of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. And then sometimes we do play some of her praise and worship music, and we'll probably end up doing that just before we start with the tag team preaching. But we just want to join our faith together right now. And Father God, we pray for the McDowell family right now in the name of Jesus. We know, you know, that they really went through a year ago when you brought Angelina home to be with you, Lord God, after going through cancer treatments for 6 years of her life. Lord God, we still and yet thank you for all that you did in her and through Angelina while she was still here on the earth, Lord God. And we know that you work all things together for good. And so, Lord God, we ask you to continue to touch the McDowell's heart right now and all who knew and loved Angelina. Lord God, let your peace rule and reign right now in the name of Jesus. Give peace beyond all understanding, guarding their hearts and minds. And Lord God, we thank you right now that this was a wonderful celebration of her life, Lord. Hallelujah. Because she could have been gone a long time ago. You saw fit to have her here for 17 years. And we thank you for that time, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, that you bring back to all of our remembrance, and especially the McDowells, bring back to their remembrance the good times that they had with their daughter when she was here, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And thank you, Lord God, for, as I said before, peace right now, peace beyond all understanding. And we give you praise and glory for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just thank the Lord. And I know a lot of us are going through things, and we go back to remember those people who have passed on. My nephew passed. His birthday was day before yesterday. And so, so we just pray for everyone who's just going through right now, remembering their loved ones who have gone home to be with the Lord. Amen. And, hey, and we praise God that they've gone home to be with the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. So we're going to go on into our time of communion now. And, you know, we're remembering loved ones who have gone on, and we're doing our communion to remember Jesus. Hallelujah. He went back to be with the Lord, with the Father God in heaven, and he took care of all of that for us. Earth, he rose from the grave. Hallelujah. Amen. And we want to remember him in this communion. He said, do this in remembrance of me. So we want to take this time out for communion. Hopefully, like I said, you have all your communion elements and you're ready. And so we're just going to bless the Lord right now as we remember all that he has done for us. Amen. We're going to have Pastor Mom to begin reading 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and she'll be starting at verse 23. Hallelujah. Amen. Pastor Mom?
For I have
received
of the Lord that
I deliver
into you, and that the Lord Jesus the same is
night
in which
he was betrayed, took bread
and when he had
given thanks,
he broke it and
said,
take, eat, and
this is my body, which is broken
for you.
This do,
in remembrance of me.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom.
You are.
Hallelujah. We'll continue to read on 1 Corinthians 11, verse 25. After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. And drink this cup. Ye do show the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are sick, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when ye come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. Hallelujah. Amen. So let us pray. Thank you, Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you right now in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord God, that your word says that we, as we come together in remembrance of you, that we should examine ourselves. So, Lord God, right now, we examine ourselves by your spirit, Lord. Shine a light on those things that are not right, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that are not right or good in your sight, in Jesus' name. Shine a light on those things, even right now, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we come to you. And there are some things that we just know in our hearts already that we have not said right, we didn't do it right, we didn't think about that right, we didn't say it right, Lord God, hallelujah, and we ask for forgiveness of our sins, Lord God. And then, Lord, we stand on your word in 1 John 1:9 that says that if we confess our sins, that you are faithful and you are just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we thank you, Lord God, as we examine ourselves today and any day that we examine ourselves, we know that we can come to you and ask for forgiveness, and that you, we confess our sins before you, and that you will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, because you are faithful. And so we thank you. You are a faithful Father. So we thank you for doing that, Lord God. Hallelujah. And as we go into communion today, Lord God, anyone that is weak and that is sickly among us, thank you, Lord God, that the blood of Jesus is still in full effect, the cleansing, healing, purging blood of Jesus. Any of us who need to be purged or delivered from anything that is not like you, we thank you as we take this communion together that will happen by your spirit. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that as we take communion, we are exercising once again our faith muscles. We're believing in you. We're trusting in you. We're relying on you, Lord God. Hallelujah. To do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask, think, or even imagine. We love you so very much, Lord, and we give you praise and glory, and thank you once again for coming and suffering and bleeding and dying on the cross for us and paying the penalty for our sins. In Jesus' name, and we all say, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So get your communion elements out. Hallelujah. We're going to do this together. Amen. I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. So we're going to do this together. Take out your water, your juice right now. We're going to partake of the blood first. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. I think that may be a little backwards. Let's start over. Hallelujah. We'll partake of the body of Christ first. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. This is a word. We'll talk about this after we take communion. Amen. Take your bread or your cracker, and let's get ready to partake of that together. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord God, that this is the body of Christ that was broken for us, and we're going to take it all together in remembrance of you now. Amen. Let's take the body of Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now get your juice or your water, whatever you have. Okay, I see somebody with a soda, whatever it is. We lift it up and we thank you, Lord, that it's the blood of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you right now that your blood was shed for us, and we'll take it together in remembrance of you. Amen. Let's all drink together. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God for the blood. Thank God for the blood. Thank God for the blood that washes white as snow. One more time. Thank God for the blood. Thank God for the blood. For the blood that washes white as snow. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank and praise the Lord for this time to come together and commune together. Thank you, Lord God. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. I just see the Lord just touching right now in the name of Jesus. And as we were taking the communion, and I was going to go to the blood first before the body, and he stopped me and said, okay, no, let's go to the body first and then the blood. And then earlier during the service, Pastor Mom opened up, and then we kind of went on and skipped the prayer, and he brought us back to that. And he was just saying to me that there are some things that are going on in our lives. And I don't think this is just me. It may just be just me, but that there are some things that God will have you to kind of backtrack on and take care of, some things that have been skipped and are done in a different order, that he will take you back to that and have you change the order of things and do it in the order that he would have for you to do it. And it's not a bad thing. It's just his thing. Amen. Hallelujah. And the way that he wants things done. So if he brings it back to your remembrance of something that was skipped over, then go back and do that thing that was skipped over. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because that's the way that he works with me like that. You know, I mean, I've been doing this for a while, and for me to skip things like that and do things a different way and him to correct it and have me to do it the way that he wants it done, that's a word. That is a word, and words come from the Lord in different ways. So I know that that's a word. So let him just minister to you. And if there's a course correction, there's a redo that needs to be done, he's perfect at redos. Amen. Hallelujah. And the word is do-overs. He's perfect with do-overs. Hallelujah. And I don't know about you, but sometimes I need a do-over. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the do-overs. Glory to God. Amen. So before we go into our tag team preaching, which we have three people with their number one key press, and Pastor Mom is ready over here. So there is a song. I don't have it queued up except in my heart. And this song is about joy and laughter. And that's another thing that the Lord has just laid on my heart, that there's so much stuff going on. And especially us who are intercessors, and we just, you know, throw down an intercession, and we're pleading the blood of Jesus, and we're praying in tongues, and we're sending the word, and hallelujah, and all of that is so necessary, especially in this day and time. And I've been in the midst of doing that too, sending the word, pleading the blood, and the Lord said, and you can still laugh too, and you can still have joy too. So this is a song that, it's not a song that he gave me particularly. He just laid it on my heart today. I don't know where I heard this song from, but when I heard it, I just picked it up and grabbed it and ran with it many years ago. And I want to take just a moment and teach it to you. Hallelujah. So the song, the words of the song is, it's a repeat after me kind of song. And it's, it starts off with, come let us sing, come let us sing, let us rejoice. Let us rejoice. Again, come let us sing, come
let us sing.
And then this time, it's all together. Let us rejoice. And so we go high. Let us rejoice. So we'll do that together. So I'll say together. So it's let us rejoice. And then it's back to come, let us sing. And you repeat, come, let us sing. Let us rejoice. Let us rejoice. And together. For he's put laughter into my soul. Amen. And we sing that together. For he's put laughter into my soul. Amen. And then we repeat. I sing ha, 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 ha. And you repeat that. Ha, 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 ha. And I say ha, 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 ha. And you repeat. Ha, 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 ha. Again, ha, 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 ha. And you repeat, ha, ha. And then we together we go, ha, 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 ha. And then I say, ha, 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 ha. And you repeat, ha, 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 ha. I say, ha, and you repeat, ha, 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 ha. And we say together, for he's put laughter into my soul. Amen. And I believe that this is a song that, you know, laughter needs to come out of our soul. We need to ha, 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 because, you know, the enemy can't work with a ha, ha, ha. He can't work with that. He can only work with fear and tears and other things, but a ha ha ha, a laughter in our soul, can't work with that. In fact, it confuses him. especially when we're in the middle of something, that we should be weeping and crying and slobbering. So, okay, see what you can do with this song. Praise God. So repeat after me. Come, let us sing. Let us rejoice. You're repeating. Let us rejoice. Come, let us sing. Repeat. Come, let us sing. And together, let us rejoice. And now repeat. Come, let us sing. Repeat. Come, let us rejoice. Let us rejoice. For he's put laughter into my soul. We're going to try it again. Come, let us sing. Let us rejoice. You can repeat, Mom. Come, let us sing.
Come, let us sing.
Together, let us rejoice. Come, let us sing.
Come, let us sing.
Let us rejoice.
Let us rejoice.
Together, for he's put laughter into my soul. Again, let's do it again. Come, let us sing.
Come, let us sing.
Let us rejoice.
Let us sing.
Come, let us sing.
Come, let us sing.
Let us rejoice. Come, let us sing.
Come, let us sing.
Let us rejoice.
Let us
together, for he's put laughter into my soul. Ha ha. Ha 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 ha.
Ha 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 ha.
Ha 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 ha. Now together. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha.
Ha 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 ha.
Together, for he's put laughter into my soul. Amen. Thank you all. Thank you all. So every now and then, you just walk around and do a ha, 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 ha. Hallelujah. Just throw your head back and say ha, 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 ha. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And watch and see. What God will do with that. Ha, 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 ha. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. So, Lord God, we just thank you and we praise you. We bless your name, Lord God, as we go into the word today. We thank you for all those who are just, who are ready and waiting and willing to do the tag team preaching today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for touching each and every one who is doing the tag team preaching. And we thank you, Lord God, that there is just such a wonderful unity that comes about as we come with your word today. Because you've spoken to each and every person, Lord God, and you put this together as a beautiful puzzle by your spirit, and the picture will be clear when everyone finishes. And we thank you for that now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're going to start with Pastor Mom, and she's going to start with one of her scriptures about strength, and maybe she'll do two today. Hallelujah. And it's Philippians 4:13. And that's what we say a lot of times when she's about to get up and do something, about how she can do all things. Amen. So Philippians 4:13, Pastor Mel, I can do
all things
through Christ
who strengthens me.
Amen. Say it nice and loud. Say it again.
I can do all things who strengthens me.
I can do all things through Christ. Amen. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. In Psalm 27, verse 1, the Lord is my life
and my salvation. Who should I fear?
The Lord.
The Lord
is a strength
of my life.
Of whom
shall I
be afraid?
Be afraid.
Amen. Let's do that one more time.
The Lord is my life
and my salvation. The Lord is the strength.
Is the strength
of my
life.
Of whom
shall I
be afraid?
Be afraid.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, glory to God. We just give God all the praise and the glory. Thank you, Pastor Mom.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Okay. So, we will have people to speak in this order. Amen. We're going to start with Minister Joy, and then we'll go to Minister. Let me check my. Okay, Minister Joy, Minister Rachel, Minister Amber, and then we'll have Pastor Price. In that order, glory to God. Anyone else? You can still jump in and press your number one key and get in here. Hallelujah. Amen. Bless the Lord this morning for 5 minutes. Bless the Lord. Amen. And you know you can read a devotional. Hallelujah. You can give us a testimony. Read some scripture. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, we see you, Minister Carey. Praise the Lord. Amen. Okay, Minister Joy, opening up your line now.
Hello, can
Amen.
You hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Welcome, birthday Thanks. Girl.
Oh, thank you. Good morning to all.
Amen.
The title of the message today, it almost goes to what you was talking about earlier, Barbara, about the joy.
Yes.
The title of the message today is Spiritual Warfare, Double Backing on Your Joy and the Peace in the Lord. It is.
That's the title?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, you're going to have to repeat that. I'm writing with a pen today.
Okay.
Okay.
It is spiritual warfare, double backing on your joy and peace in the Lord.
All right.
Today's scripture comes from Galatians 6:9-10 and Nehemiah 8:10. That's Galatians 6:9-10 and Nehemiah 8:10. It says, so let's not allow ourselves to get fatigued doing good. At the right time, we will harvest a good crop if we don't give up or quit. Right now, therefore, every time we get the chance, let us work in the benefit of all, starting with the people closest to us in the community of faith. Galatians 6:9-10 in the message. Now it says, members of the Turnaround Management Association, are rarely asked to join a successful company. Instead, these skilled professionals are called into ailing businesses to help get them back on their feet. Turnaround management involves the formation and implications and the strategy plans and set of actions for corporate renewal and restructuring. Typically, during times of severe corporate financial distress, probably the most well-known turnaround success story is the rise of the tech company Apple. Now, Apple went into a decade-long downward spiral after the CEO Steve Jobs left the company in 1985, and lower prices put products from competitors like Microsoft Windows took over the personal computer market. For 12 years, its innovations, popularity, and sales continued to plummet, almost reaching bankruptcy, until Jobs rejoined the company in 1997. The company was able to turn itself around with the successful rebranding and new technology like the first iMac. Now, Apple is one of the most well-known and viable companies in the world, ranking in almost $300 billion in revenue each year. Just like turnaround managers or managing groups, we need to implement a strategic plan for our lives when setbacks occur. One method or one battle weapon is used is the spiritual warfare. Now, sometimes it is the trial that God allows that prepares us for future victories. Now, spiritual warfare often comes right before an unprecedented season of God's blessing. If you are experiencing unusual adversities and the timing seems odd, as you are simply trying to make an impact for the kingdom of God, be encouraged that God may be about to bless. It says God may be about to bless your efforts significantly. Let me say it again. It says God may be about to bless you significantly. Often, in spiritual warfare, the enemy attempts to steal our happiness about what God is doing in our lives. Don't take the bait. Yes, don't take the bait. Double back on your peace and your joy in God and his sovereignty over every situation in your life. Just as Steve Jobs had to double back to Apple after 12 years to ensure future success, we as Christians need to go back in the direction where God gave us his peace and joy and start implementing it in our lives today. Now, Nehemiah told the people and enjoy choice foods and sweet drinks and send some to those who have nothing prepared. This day is holy to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Yes, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Nehemiah 18. In moments where God is moving and spiritual warfare comes your way, don't let it steal your joy and peace. Enjoy the little things and be grateful for everything God has done for you. God gives us a very real joy and peace, even in the midst of the storms of life. When the enemy comes in like a flood, double back on your peace and joy in the Lord. And here is a prayer you can say today, and it says, God, help me to never become tired of doing good things. As I grow close to you, give me the endurance to serve and love others, no matter how I'm feeling. I want to bring those around me closer to you, so please help me to act more like you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you so much. Amen. Good work.
Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Wow, that was so good. It was almost like we had talked or something. Amen. With what the Lord had placed on my heart about, you know, spiritual warfare, and that we need to stop sometimes and just ha 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 and just laugh. Amen. Thank you. That's good. And I did not know that about Apple and what they had gone through. But, you know, Apple is going through another downturn right now. I just heard that on the news just recently. So, you know, I pray that not only do they lean on Steve Jobs, but hallelujah, lean on the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I like that part, you know, where he said, enjoy the little things and be grateful, even in the midst of the turmoil and strife and things that are going on right now. And don't be weary in well-doing. Hallelujah. Amen. Because we shall reap if we faint not. Amen. So thank you. Thank you so much, Minister Joy. Definitely appreciated that word today. Hallelujah. It's like I was all in it before you said it. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Minister Rachel and family, opening up your line.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Okay.
I hope you got my birthday gift,
Amber. Yay. It's not your birthday until next month.
I know.
Denise. Okay. I'm gonna have. Oh God, help us. I'm gonna be reading Psalms 139. Amber. So Amber.
Psalm 139.
Yes, and Gabrielle's gonna read from the Dr. Charles Stanley devotional. It's called No Strangers to God. She's going to read first. Go ahead.
Okay.
How many people do you truly know? For most of us, the number would be small because it takes great effort and intention to love someone well. We're finite.
We're finite beings because simply
cannot
give 100%
of ourselves to everyone we meet. Not so with God. Though there are 7.9 billion people on earth, the Lord knows all of them intimately. And he speaks to his children on an individual basis, according to each one's needs and experiences. That shouldn't surprise us. The Bible says we're valuable to our Heavenly Father, Matthew 10 and 29, verse 31. And
chapter 10, verse 20.
And that he's the one who wove us together in the womb. Psalms
139, verse
13 and 16. But we, like David, might still marvel. Who are we to receive such personalized attention, such uninhibited love?
Psalms
8 and 4. The realization that we're fully known and trusted by God should fill us with gratitude. We don't have to fight for his affection or work to gain his acceptance. We are his beloved ones, redeemed and destined to experience the fullness of joy that comes from being in Christ in his presence eternally. Psalms
16 and 11. Oh, Psalms chapter 16, verse 11.
P.S.
Yes, that's Psalms. Beautiful.
Yes,
okay.
Psalms.
Hello.
Itemize, it says right there. Think about it. itemize things you
are. The things you are grateful for. Offer a prayer of thanksgiving to God. Listen them individually. Listing them individually.
Bible, yes. Something.
The Bible verse, you can go to John 14, verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the end of the devotional. And Father God, we want to thank you for this devotional. And thank you for Dr. Charles Stanley for having these printed books to encourage us, Lord, in our times of need, to keep us drawing closer to you. Keep each and every one of us on this line and those who will listen to this line. In Jesus' name, save, keep, restore, heal. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 And then I'm going to read Psalms 139.
Okay. This is Amber?
No, this is me.
Okay. Who's doing Psalm 139?
Yeah, Amber's going to repeat some after me, and then I'm going to read the rest. Come on, princess. Oh.
Good.
Oh, Lord.
Thou hast searched me. And know me.
Thou understandest my thought afar off.
Thou compass my path. And are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue. But lo, O Lord, Thou knowest it altogether.
Thou hast beset me behind and before.
And, okay, pay attention. Thank you. Oh, God, forgive me. Listen, I lost my place, Lord. Bring it back to me, Jesus. Okay, and laid thine hand upon me. Okay, I'm going to read the rest. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Whether shall I go from thy spirit, or whether shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning, and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike, shineth as the day, and the darkness and the light are both alike to thee. For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all thy members were written, which in continuance.
My members.
All my members were written. Thank you for correcting. which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sun, the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than sand.
Than the sand.
Very good, sweetie. When I awake, I am still with thee. Surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men, for they speak against thee wickedly, and thine enemies thy name in vain. Do not I hate them. It says, do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate me, that hate thee. And am not I grieved with those that rise up against thee? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Anything else?
No, just pray for me. I was being attacked with my eyes. I try to see the words and stuff without my flashlight on and stuff. Lately, the enemy been trying to attack my eyes, and the blood of Jesus against him. And all over this. Because I know it's not going with my eyes. I could be able to see really well and be able to read God's word, but he's been really trying to bother my eyes, and the blood of Jesus against it.
In the name of Jesus. So we join our faith together. I know Pastor Mom is going through some stuff with her eyes as well. And so, Lord God, we just join our faith together right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for clarity of sight. Clarity of vision, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that your blood just goes into their eyes right now in the name of Jesus. Whatever is wrong and all that it stands for, we thank you, Lord God, that you make it right now in Jesus' mighty and holy name. As you're cleansing, you're healing, your purging blood is going all through their eyes right now in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise for it, Lord God. Hallelujah. And your word says, he that has eyes, let him see. Amen. And he that has ears, let him hear. So we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. That both of them have eyes and that they can see well. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. God bless you.
Amen.
Love you all.
God bless you. Love you, too. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. We just thank God for that word today. No strangers to God. Hallelujah. There's no strangers to him. Amen. And then Psalm 139, and they just really kind of went together to me. And also joy came in there in the midst of all of that as well. But I love that. It's 7.9 billion people and how God knows us all. And I was thinking about that scripture that says, even the hairs on our head are numbered. He knows the number of all the hairs on our head. Hallelujah. And that we are valuable to him. And, you know, in Psalm 39, how the psalmist was saying, well, search me. You know my heart. Hallelujah. And so not only does God know all of us, he knows the hairs on our head. He knows the thoughts in our heart. He knows our intentions, our motives, our emotions. He knows everything on the inside of us. And she mentioned one of my favorite scriptures is Psalm 16 and verse 11. In his presence is fullness of joy. and pleasures forevermore. Hallelujah. And glory to God. And so as we are in his presence, as we stay thankful before him, hallelujah, we can have that joy unspeakable. Amen. And as Minister Joy said, sometimes we got to double back on that to make sure we get that joy as we're doing everything else in the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. So thank you all for that. Thank you, Minister Rachel and Amber and Gabrielle. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, once again, this is an interesting thing. Very interesting. As we're doing this, the Lord brought to my remembrance that we did not say our prayer for finances, but we will continue on. And before we end today, we will double back. Glory to God. And make sure our finances are covered. If anybody has a financial a testimony, let us hear it. We'll give you some extra time to do that if you got the something that you're doing today, you got a word that you want to bring today, and then you have a testimony. So we'll give you some extra time to do that today. Let's open up the line now for Minister Amber. Praise the Lord. Welcome, Minister
Amber.
Good morning,
everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning. My message for today that the Lord has led me to talk about is godly decision making, and to know that we are never in it alone, and we can always trust God to make the perfect decisions in our lives. And the first thing that is always important to know is that we can trust God that he's going to work everything out for our good. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. And since we are in Christ, God is going to use every single thing, every single decision making for our good. And this is so wonderful because this is like a seal over every decision in our lives, knowing that good is going to result from our decisions, and we can trust God for our peace in our hearts and minds, no matter what the decision is, because we know that he is with us every step of the way. And another part of decision-making, godly decision-making, is to know that we must make our plans his plans. Proverbs 16:3 says, commit your actions to the Lord and your plans will succeed. This is a promise that I just really love because all of God's promises are yes and amen for us that are in Christ. When we say, Lord, have your way in this situation and let your will be done, there will be success. I say it again, there will be success. When we commit all our actions to the Lord, he will cause them all to succeed. And we must give God the glory in every single thing that we do. And we must focus on him and place our full hope in him to do what he desires for us to do and not what we want to do on our own. And along with that, throughout our lives, it's always good to have people, God-ordained people in our lives that we can go to for that wisdom, because sometimes we miss it and we don't know what to do, and God can tell them something that we might not hear ourselves. So the next step into godly decision-making is to find people that we trust and to get their godly insight. Proverbs 19:20 says, listen to advice and accept instruction that you may gain wisdom in the future. And we must know that we are never alone in this. And sometimes we overlook something, we might have a certain viewpoint, God will enlighten someone else to tell us something. He's like, oh, I didn't realize that. Oh, yeah, I did talk that way, or I did do that. So it's so important that we get that godly insight from others as well. And to remember that we are all created as a community in Christ, in the body of Christ, and that we can love and help one another with what we are going through. And we should also know that God always makes a way, even when it seems impossible. So if it seems like our decision is just, it's going to be hard and things like that, no, God always makes a way for it. And in Isaiah 43:19, It says, see, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. When we are faced with a decision, we can often feel like there is no more options before us, and that the facts are only the options that we see. But no, we must know that God is totally able to do over and above for us, and God is working in behind the scenes for each and every one of us to do more than we can think or even imagine. And when we might see a wasteland, God sees new streams of water. God is able to create new and better paths for us for our decision-making. And we must remember that even though the earthly situation seems like it's limited and our options are limited, no, our options are unlimited because God is on our side. And we also must remember that every day is a brand new day, and God will give us a new wisdom every single day to know what to do for our decision-making. Lamentations 3:23 says, great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning. The decisions we made yesterday, the ones we made today, and the ones we have yet to make tomorrow are all covered in the Lord's mercy. We must take the time to really talk to God and to be close to him, to know what he wants us to do. But we can't worry about what decisions to make because we can trust in him to help us every step of the way. Lamentations 3:23 is a promise from the Lord that no matter what, he is with us. No matter what, God's mercy is new each morning. He is always faithful. It's important that we go to him and to magnify him for who he is. And lastly, we must know that God sees the end from the beginning. We may not know where our decisions may lead today or tomorrow, but God knows. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his face in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. So that, I just love that. And that's Pastor Grandma's favorite scriptures, and I love it so much because we cannot lean on our own understanding, because if we make the decisions that we want to make, it's not going to be right. So we must ask God for his great decision-making so he can lead us in the right path that we should take. And when we try to make decisions on our own, it can be a fearful process. Like, oh, my gosh, Lord, what do I do? When we go to God, we get peace. We feel his love. We get his understanding. We get calm because we know that his decisions is perfect. And we don't have to worry about it. And so we can know that we can always go to our Abba Father for decision-making and trust in him, even when we don't understand what to do. So today, I pray that no matter what the decision is, any decision you make on a daily basis, whether small or large, that you will go to God for it, that God will give you the wisdom and will take away any type of confusion or difficulty with your decision-making, to know that God is with us and we don't have to trust in ourselves and our own decision-making, but we can trust in God and invite him to every single one of our plans. God bless you all.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Amber. Hallelujah. Godly decision making. Amen. We are not alone. Hallelujah. When we make our decisions. Hallelujah. And this was just such a blessing. Romans 8:28, that's one of my favorite scriptures. I got a lot of favorite scriptures. But Romans 8:28, and the Lord laid on my heart, you know, Romans 8:28 is in full effect. Hallelujah. He works all things together for good. Amen. And I love what you said today, what he had you say today, is Romans 8:28 is a seal over everything. Hallelujah, because no matter what it is, everything is going to work together for good. Hallelujah, and all of that is in full effect. No matter what is going on around us, he's still working all things together for good. Hallelujah, and it takes a true and living God to be able to do that. Hallelujah, amen, and that it's important for us to make his plan our plan, and to get godly wisdom from others, and that God always makes a way. Hallelujah. These are good things to remember, and that he sees the end from the beginning, and we can trust in him with all of our heart. Hallelujah. And, you know, sometimes it's hard for people to make a decision. You know, I went for some years where I didn't want to really make any decisions. You know, just didn't want to make any decisions. And people would kind of get a little perturbed with me. It's like, Barbara, can you just make a decision? Can you just decide? And for so many years, I did not. You know, I mean, now I'm making decisions. But I'm going to God to get those decisions that are made. So thank you. Thank you so much for that word. We praise God for that word today, godly decision making. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. And, I also like that Lamentations 3:23. I mean, the Lord just gave me that this morning to go with our pearls to ponder. And so I love it when there's a confirmation of things that God just tells me as we're talking, you know, and then it comes up in the sermon. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So we're going to go on and have Minister Carey, and then after Minister Carey, then we'll hear from our very own Pastor Bright. Hallelujah. Minister Carey, good morning or good afternoon.
Good morning, everyone. Glad to be here today. I'm going to just read out of the devotion that I had that really spoke to my heart. And the scriptures is they're coming from Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7, John 7, 38, and Ephesians 5, 18 and 20 came out of those scriptures. It said, come to me in rest and peace. My face is shining upon you in rays of peace and transcending understanding. Instead of trying to figure things out yourself, you can relax in the presence of the one who knows everything. As you lean on me, trusting dependency, you feel peaceful and complete. This is how I design you to live, in close communion with me. When you're around other people, you tend to cater to their expectations, real or imagined. You feel enslaved to pleasing them, and your awareness of my presence grows dim. Your efforts to win their approval eventually exhaust you. You also, it says, this is not my way for you. Stay in touch with me, even during your busiest moments. Let my spirit give you the word of grace as you live in the light of my peace. And that was kind of a testimony for me during the month of October. And October was just thrown off so many ways, so many things that was dropped that I didn't do that I wanted to do. And I was just a constant, like, a irritation. And it looked like I couldn't get things. Things was not in order. But as I began to focus on the peace of God and just drop everything, he said, drop everything. So I dropped everything. I didn't do anything. I just dropped it. And November became a new month, a new peace that came upon me. And I was trying to, I want to go into the things I was trying to do. But as my focus turned back to the Lord and I began to rest in him, then things began to fall in order. There was a lot of changes in finances. And as I let it go, then all of it fell in place. And it was nothing that I did. I just, there was just changes taken in the government things, just different things, family things. But I just give God the praise today. I thank him for his peace. I thank it for the joy. My joy had been taken away. You're talking about joy today. It had been taken away. But, and the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Yes.
Relying upon him and walking with him. And there was, when I came back following him, just follow with him, the renewing of things, just really just letting things go. So that's it. And that kind of spoke to me when I was going experiencing some of those things. So my prayer is, Father, we thank you for your peace that goes beyond understanding. We thank you for the rest that you give us as we keep our minds stayed on you. You said that you would keep us in peace. We didn't have to really, but as our mind is on you, you're the one that keeps us in peace and you order our steps. Thank you for your word today, for your word is a lamp to our feet and it guides us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. And so, Father, I join in glorifying and lifting your name up today. For there is none like you, Lord, in all the earth. And I join in to bless your name. I bless your name today and honor you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Carey. That, you know, what you said, even, you know, from the devotional and what you shared with us was just reminded me of what things were going on with me in October. You know, there were some things, you know, you just kind of, you hold on to the hand of the Lord and you know, continue to go on, but I told someone, and I plead the blood of Jesus over this as I say it, especially around the second week to the end of October, it was like walking through mud, you know, kind of trudging through. And so I can kind of understand, you know, how you, I believe part of that was a demonic attack against the saints, you know, because of, you know, what time of the year it was. So I believe some of that was some of it. And you know, we just had to just continue to persevere and not grow weary in our well-doing and, you know, just continue and, you know, commune with him. Hallelujah. And then even, you know, stop looking at other people and trying to like, oh gosh, trying to make other people happy when, you know, we're trying to listen to the Lord and do what he is saying to do. So without going into a bunch of details, I think I kind of recognized what was going through you. And the part about thank God for the joy of the Lord that is our strength. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, once we got into November, I perceived a distinct change in the atmosphere. It was like the whole thing was like something was trying to press down, but it had lifted up by the first of this month. So thank you so much for sharing that. And, you know, whatever that was trying to press down on us and irritate us or whatever that was, we plead the blood of Jesus over it and speak to it and say it cannot come back anymore. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, it has no right, no authority, and no permission. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much. Amen. Pastor Price, thank you for your wonderful patience, the patience that the Lord has given to you. Thank you. Thank you for holding on. Welcome, Pastor Price. God bless you, Apostle and Pastor Mom. Good afternoon, Pastor Mom. I love you. Thank God. You sound so strong and good this morning. And I thank God for you and Apostle and all of East St. Louis Christian Center Church and for all of the wonderful messages that have come forth before I come this morning. I come with a 5-minute message. It might not be 5 minutes, but the Lord laid up on my heart a word, surely. That's the word, surely. Having a blessed assurance in God. I'm going to say that again, surely. Having a blessed assurance in God. And the Lord is encouraging us by his Spirit today to look up in the Bible the word when that word surely appears, because it's really a very special word. It speaks of confidence and trust in God, surely, hallelujah, and to be certain of what God will do. The scripture that the Lord gave me and the scriptures for this time is Isaiah 12 and verse 2. He said, surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord himself is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. Then Psalm 23 and verse 6 says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amos 3 and verse 7 says, surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets. The definition of surely is to be certain, without any doubt, with assurance and with confidence. I'm going to say that again. The definition of surely is to be certain, without any doubt, with assurance or confidence. One of the people used to say, and they still say it today, that we ought to know too much about him to doubt him. We ought to have a surely in our hearts. Surely God's going to work this out. Surely God's going to do this. Surely God sees, he knows, he cares, and he's working behind the scene. Surely, Lord God, you're working it out. There's a famous writer we know very well. Of course, she's gone on to be with the Lord, but her name is Fanny Crosby, who was known as a great writer of Christian songs. She wrote more than 8,000 hymns and gospel songs. She was born on March 24th of 1820, and because of a sickness, when she was only 6 weeks old, she became blind. And she wrote one of her earlier songs that she wrote as a prolific songwriter. One of them was Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior. And she would sing that song, Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior, Hear My Humble Cry, While on Others Thou Art Calling, Do Not Pass Me By. She said, Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry, while on others Thou Art Calling, Do Not Pass Me By. Well, that didn't speak of a lot of certainty. It was a cry. It was a prayer to be able to say, Lord, while you're doing for others and calling on others, do not pass me by. But she didn't stay at that place of the pass me not, O gentle Savior stage. She later wrote a song called Blessed Assurance. And the song says, Blessed Assurance. Remember, we're talking about surely having a blessed assurance in God. The song Blessed Assurance says, Blessed Assurance. Jesus is mine. And they could almost say, surely Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. I'm an heir of salvation. I've been purchased by God. I'm born of his spirit. I'm washed in his blood. And the chorus of the song says, this is my story. Is that your story? This is my song. Is that your song? Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. May we, like Fanny Crosby, keep a blessed assurance in Jesus our Savior. May we know surely that he is with us and will never leave or forsake us. May we know that he loves us and proved his love for us by giving his life for us on Calvary's cross. May we keep our confidence in Jesus. 5 verse 14 and 15 says, and this is the confidence. That word could be, this is the surety. This is the assurance that we have in him. That if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. May we say again, like Isaiah did in Isaiah 12 and verse 2, but we say, surely, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord himself is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. God bless each and every one of you today. God bless.
going back on me.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Price. We praise God for that word. Hallelujah. Surely, 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 surely. Amen. Having a blessed assurance. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That we are certain. We don't have a doubt. We have confidence and trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. And we praise God. I think like a lot of us have gone from the "Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior," even though so many people love that song. You start singing that, people start crying, "Pass me not, O gentle Savior." Amen. But Fanny had gone on to blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Hallelujah. And we thank God for the blessed assurance. Amen. We can be sure. We can be sure. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Price. That was good. Amen. And all of the words today that came through, hallelujah. He gives us a blessed assurance in our heart and our mind. Hallelujah. Amen. So I feel like, excuse me, I feel like everything just kind of went around in a beautiful circle. Hallelujah. God gives us a blessed assurance that we can do all things through Christ who has strengthened us. Amen. Hallelujah. He's given us a blessed assurance with spiritual warfare, even when we double back for joy and peace in the Lord, a blessed assurance that we don't have to be weary in our well-doing, but hallelujah, as we continue to just trust and lean and rely on the Lord, Even in the weariness, hallelujah, that he will bless us. And then that we have a blessed assurance. We are no strangers to God, that he knows all about us. That like in Psalm 139, he knows, hallelujah, all about what's going on, what people are doing to us, what's going on around and about us, that we are fully known, hallelujah, in the Lord. Glory to God. And then we have a blessed assurance that we can make godly decisions. Glory to God. That he's going to help us through every decision that we make. And we have our seal of Romans 8:28. Surely. Hallelujah. Amen. We have that blessed assurance that surely he's going to work all things together for good. Amen. Hallelujah. And then, you know, with Minister Carey, surely we can rest and relax in his presence. Hallelujah. His presence is fullness of joy and pleasures forevermore. Hallelujah. We can rest assured in him. Amen. We can be restored, renewed, and revived. Surely all of that belongs to us. Hallelujah. In his presence. Glory to God. So thank you. Thank you so much, everyone. I love this tag team preaching. I love what God does with this. Hallelujah. Such a blessing to just hear all of you speaking the word of God. Amen. Amen. So we, wow. Because we didn't do our prayer for finance, it looks like I'm just going to hold that off until the very end, because right now I want to, after all that good word, I want to go right into salvation. Hallelujah. Okay, I'll do the prayer for finance, and then we'll go into salvation. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. To me about salvation today. But our prayer for finance, we have, there was a testimony this week, and that person's not here today, but a testimony where God blessed them with several thousands of dollars. They thought they owed more on something and you know, paid it, and the people sent the money back to them. Glory to God. Glory to God. And so we thank God for that kind of blessing in our finances. So let's go through our prayer for finances, being fully engaged in that. God is doing some things. And, oh, you know what I think about? I was thinking about the lottery is up into the billions now. Not that I play the lottery, and we don't get into games of chance and luck and the things of God unless he tells you to. Now, I've heard of people saying that God told them specifically to the lottery. If he's telling you specifically, you better go do it. Amen. But what I thought about was, Lord, is this $1 billion, $1.2 billion, is that part of the wealth transfer? Because that's a lot of money sitting out there, even though they say after the taxes and whatever goes on with that, the person would get $500 million. But that's nothing to sneeze at. But I do want to say God has much, much more for us than that. Amen. But if that's the way that God wants to do a wealth transfer for people, so be it. However he wants to do that. I'm not in that right now. Praise God. But if you are, you do what God tells you to do. That's all I want to say. Amen. So repeat this prayer for finances after me. Lord,
I commit
my finances to you. Be in charge of them.
And use them.
For your purpose.
Where I have not
been wise.
Bring restoration.
And give me guidance.
Help me.
To remember.
That all I have
belongs to you.
And to be grateful for it.
May I always
be paid well
for the work I do. And may my money
not be stolen, lost,
devoured, destroyed,
or wasted.
Multiply it. So what I have
and what I make
will go a long way. I pray
that I will not
be anxious
about finances,
but will seek
your kingdom first,
knowing that as I do, I will have all
I need.
I sow my blessing seed. Remembering that it's harvest time.
By faith,
I call
all my needs
fully supplied
and met.
My God is a God
of
more than enough.
He is
my very own Father.
I am
his very own child.
I love him
and he loves me.
In Jesus' name,
amen. Amen. And we thank you, Lord God. Thank you. There are three ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. We have a Cash App, and it's $ESLCCC. If you're in the Heritage House, we are at 2E. If you mail it in, make your check payable to ESLCCC, And the address is 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up all of our finances to you right now, all of our money, everything that comes into our hands, Lord God. As we said, you know, we dedicate this to you in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord God, for those who are tithing, hallelujah, from Malachi chapter 3. You said, try you and test you on this and see, won't you open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that would be even too much for us to receive. Thank you for those tithe blessings, Lord God. And then you said you would rebuke the devourer for our sakes, that our money will not be stolen, lost, devoured, destroyed, or wasted. Hallelujah. But it will be used to the glory of God. And we thank you for that right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you for the givers, Lord God. You said, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. We thank you, Lord God, that men will give unto our bosom. So when we tithe and offer, then we got tithes coming vertically from heaven. We got the offerings coming back, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. We got that coming horizontally towards us. And so we got money coming from all directions for your glory in the name of Jesus. And so we thank you. And we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10 and 11, and where you said that you would bless us and make us a thousandfold more than we are right now. And even as the stars of the sky, we give you praise for that right now, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen,
amen,
and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. As we're getting ready to close, coming to a close, hallelujah, but we really want to pray the prayer of salvation today before we go. It's if you've been on some of the other broadcasts, you know, this is so on my heart. God is just showing me different things, and he was saying to me, where sin abounds, grace that much more abounds. And there's a scripture that says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So all of us have sinned in some way. Hallelujah. And I thank God that we, because we are saved, amen. We have been saved from the penalty of sin. Amen. And we're in our sanctification process. So we've been saved from the power of sin. Hallelujah. Here and now. And so we see that there is sin that is still in the earth because some people are not saved. And this is what the word of God says, where sin abounds, grace that much more abound. Hallelujah. And I got encouraged by that. The Lord was talking to me about that, but he took it even further. He said, by grace are you saved through faith and not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Hallelujah. So where sin abounds, grace that much more abounds. And we are saved by grace through faith. Hallelujah. So when we see all this sin going on in the earth, we see it on the news, we see it about us, we see it even in our families and sometimes even in ourselves. We can trust God that no matter how much sin is around, his grace is greater. His grace is more. His grace abounds more than any kind of sin. And then there is hope even in that, because by grace are we saved through faith. So when we see our relatives and we're thinking, oh, my God, is there any hope for them? Because they're sinning backwards and been down. But God says his grace abounds even more. There's more grace. There's more of his unmerited favor. There's more grace that will save them than the sin that is hurting them. So there is hope. Hallelujah. We know our hope has a name. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. And so John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. And then Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So repeat this prayer after me. Hallelujah. That's confessing with your mouth. So repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Forgive me of all my sins. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your way and help me to follow you. And now I know I'm saved. I'm born again. I'm redeemed. And heaven is my home. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 And so if you prayed that prayer, excuse me, for the first time, you are saved. You are indeed born again. And as we said, heaven is your home. And so we pray over you right now. We pray that the Lord will fill you to overflowing with his precious Holy Spirit and with power, that you have power to live right, power to talk right, power to think right, power to even pray in your prayer language. Hallelujah. Power to even speak in your faith language, the word of God. Hallelujah. And see things change in your life and in your, even on the inside of you. We thank God for that. Hallelujah. And we want to invite you and give you an opportunity to learn and grow. And so we're inviting you to a Bible-believing church in your neighborhood. Hallelujah. Around and about you, we invite you right now. And then we also invite you to be a part of the God in the Midst, Get 'em Radio family of broadcasts, to help you to learn and to grow with us as we're learning and growing. Praise God. Every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom is our senior pastor, and I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. Hallelujah. So on next Sunday, it's the second Sunday of the month, Lord willing, Pastor Mom will be speaking. Glory to God. 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. On Mondays, we have our Bible teaching, and that's with Dr. Lorraine Nabarro, and where she digs into the Word, and she teaches us how to dig into the Word as well. 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. Praise God. Then on Tuesday, we have our prayer time, where we pray in tongues. We call it Praying in Tongues Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Glory to God. Well, we have four people volunteer to pray in tongues about 15 minutes at a time, and then we have interpretation of tongues. So you're invited to be a part of that. 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Now, this Wednesday is the second Wednesday of the month already. Hallelujah, already. And that's when we have our healing service. We call it a prophetic healing. God reveals to us some ailments that are going to be healed, and people call in, and what God reveals, he heals. So we have had it, you know, once a month for the past 10 months, and 65 healings have taken place this year. So mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm for this Wednesday, November the 9th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, and we have our co-host, Elder Philip Harkey and his wife, Minister Linda Harkey, who will be with us as well. Glory to God. And also this Thursday and every Thursday in this month, we are celebrating God in the Midst. Hallelujah. We're celebrating God in the Midst. Get them radios. 10 a.m. Amen, amen, and amen. And so please join us this Thursday. We have Bishop Aaron McCleary from Atlanta who's going to be with us, and God's going to do some other things as well on this Thursday. So come and join us. If you missed last Thursday, my chief apostle, Apostle Joel Rudolph from New Jersey, spoke, and people have just been calling me, asking me to send them the link because they wanted to hear it again. God really used him. It wasn't a long word that he spoke, but it was a word that was on point that blessed a lot of people. And if you need that link, give me a call, or you can just simply Google Gitem Radio, G-I-T-M Radio. And on Google, I know the last five broadcasts will show up there, and you just click on that. Praise God. Praise God. So thank you all so very much. You know, real fast, I'm going to open up all the lines. If anyone wants to say anything, you can say something now. Amen. If you don't want to say anything, just mute your phone. All the lines are opening now. If you don't want to say anything, that's okay. If you don't want to say anything, but if you do, you can go ahead and talk now. All the lines are open. Saying da 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 da. All right, praise God. Well, all of you spoke, all you said something today, and I thank you all over again. Praise the Lord for each and every one of you. Hallelujah, Pastor Mom. Did you have anything that you wanted to say?
Yes. I'm happy and.
Okay, you happy? And you telling people to carry on.
Yeah.
Okay. Amen. Yeah. Thank you, Pastor Mom. You want to close us out in prayer?
May love watch between me and you while we ask for one for another. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That was good, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. Well, thank you, everyone. We bless the Lord for all of you. And we pray that you have a blessed rest of the day. Love you all. Bye-bye.